This is Mouth Media Network, covering the business of lifestyle.
This episode of Beauty is Your Business is powered by Sennheiser, the future of audio.
Hi, I'm Margaret Akayensu, and I'm the co-founder of Thule Skincare. It's an all-natural organic skincare brand. And what I love about beauty is, I suppose in my mind, I think beauty is like a spark that is in everybody. It's not gender-based or anything. Everybody has that in them. And so what I love about beauty is like just the ability to just watch how we manifest this spark inside of us, though, how we express it, whether it be fashion or skincare or makeup, but just how we individually basically embody that spark and basically manifest it and engage with it. So that's what I like the most about beauty.
Some of the greatest success stories have come from the sum of two parts from which comes something great. Coming up, a passionate woman who had a vision on a new way to heal in skincare from her roots in Africa. And when that vision met a co-founder who had the secret proprietary ingredient. From the sum of those two parts, an intriguing new beauty skincare company was born. You'll hear how she built a network before even launching a product, the very crucial step of a lot of testing and many focus groups, why a fashion designer, not a beauty leader, is her model for success, and the strength and patience it takes to build a company while also maintaining the identity of a mother of three.
From New York City, you're listening to Beauty is Your Business, a podcast covering the intersection of business and innovation in the beauty business.
Margaret, it's so nice to have you here in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
This is Abby Wallach and my co-host for the day, Stephanie Floor.
Hello, everybody.
So, Margaret, tell us a little bit about how you came to the moment where you knew you had to develop a product and you were going to create something that was unique and really served a need.
So I think it's more started more as a passion. So I think since I was a little girl, I've always been interested in beauty, but from the perspective of skincare. So that's something that it's sort of been with me from as long as I could remember. And I also grew up with all these women, my grandmother and my grandmother, just mixing up different concoctions and sort of coming up with like solutions for skin, skin conditions and things of that nature. So I feel like I've been experimenting with different oils and that for many years. But the moment that I knew that, as far as my brand is concerned, the moment I knew this was when I met my co-founder. So she also had, she was very much interested in organic natural beauty mm-hmm. and had spent many years researching into different oils. And she had moved back to Tanzania and started distilling moringa leaf oil and just using it to treat burn victims. So when I saw what she was doing with, and I saw the results, and I just thought, okay, this is the moment that we basically have, we have a product that basically serves a purpose and really resolves issues that people were struggling with, though. So that was a moment for me.
Yeah. So can you tell us a little bit more about what this ingredient is? Is it proprietary for your brand? And where did you find it?
Okay. So moringa has been used in Africa for centuries, right?
Can you say that again?
Moringa.
Moringa.
It's a tree.
Okay.
And it's a tree that's grown in sub-Saharan Africa.
Okay.
It grows in the wild. But it's been used for centuries for all sorts of purposes, though. They use it to distill water. They mm-hmm. use it to cure. It's almost like it's called the miracle plant. Mm-hmm. But then I think historically they've just distilled the oil from the seeds. Mm-hmm. But then what studies show that some of the oil that comes from the seed is actually not so stable. So if you just distill it and you're using it right away, it works. But when you keep it over a period of time, it goes rancid. So then it loses its efficacy. So Rose, my co-founder, actually just thought, well, why don't we experiment in distilling the oil from the leaves? Mm-hmm. And it turned out that the leaves are actually one of the most potent part of the plant. So that's what's unique about our product. So it is a proprietary ingredient for Thule at the moment.
Mm. Yeah. So where did you go? Did you go back to Ghana, where you're from, to find this tree?
So Rose actually had moved back to Tanzania. So she worked here for many years and she had moved back to Tanzania and was doing all this research. And so I had also gone to Ghana. I basically was like traveling around Africa. I was like trying to like understand what skincare and beauty, how African women sort of like engage in that. Because I think growing up from the perspective like him, I just watched my grandmother who had like just flawless skin. And so through that those travels, actually a mutual friend introduced me to Rose, because I met somebody and I was just telling them about this quest that I was on, though, to sort of just really identify what it is that these women are using to sort of maintain youth and vitality, right? So then she said, oh, wow, I know somebody who's actually has this like ingredient that's like working miracles, because she was using it to treat bent victims and stuff like. So I met Rose, and it seems like when we met, it seemed like we had just known each other all our lives, though, because we were, I guess we're pursuing the same agenda on like different paths, though. So, yeah.
I love that. And for me, it's like you met your partner and someone that could elevate. So when meeting your partner, did your eyes of possibility just grow? Were you like, yes, this is the perfect combination? Were you hesitant to share your ideas of what you wanted to do? Or was it very organic, the growth?
It was completely organic. So here I was, I've sort of like, I have this passion for skincare and basically using like these ingredients from Africa. And I'm like talking to my grandmother, talking to different herbalists and stuff like that. And I think the issue that I was having is like I'd find these solutions that were great, but it wasn't like so remarkable, or there were things that, yeah, they would mix up these oils, but then it wouldn't. I'm like, how do you store it? How do you maintain like a good smell and all of that? So I met Rose, and it was just like, it was so organic and so natural that we just started talking, and it just seemed like she was like the missing piece for me and vice versa for her as well.
So, I love that. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about how it went from an idea with Rose to now crossing over. You're here sharing this magical ingredient with the world. How was the transition from going from Africa to the U.S.?
So I think that initially, I talk about this all the time, initially it just seemed like when we think of Africa, you don't think of beauty and youth and vitality. And that shouldn't be the case, because we have these like amazing like natural resources there, though. So I think initially the challenge was, okay, how do we take this product that we found here, right? And then basically share it with the rest of the world. And it seemed like, you know, like people have like limitations. That's okay. If it's from Africa, it's for specific types of women and all that, though. So basically to just really broaden that, that, you know, like just make it accessible and available to all others. So I think we, and still maintaining the authenticity of the product. So I think we just started off just ensuring that we had like the highest quality product, ensuring that it actually does what it says it's going to do, right? And then I thought that we'll let the, we just share it with the world and let it prove itself, though. So that was our thinking, though, that once you use the product and you see the results, though, that answers, like, you know, basically answers all the questions or the doubts that people would have. So, yeah.
And tell me a little bit about the name. I noticed that on the product, there's very cute, like, wording, but I don't know, you know, what it says. Tell me about that.
So it was important for us to actually have the brand name that represents our, you know, just what we felt about the brand and all that, though. So the brand name is Tuli. It means calmly in Swahili. And the thinking behind that is, yes, you could get great results with your skin and all that, but still sort of like doing it calmly and sort of like respecting the integrity of your skin. It doesn't have to be harsh, strong products. So that was the thinking behind that. And then, so Sauté, that's the product that it's one of the oils that we have, and that's for all skin types. So Sauté in Swahili means all of us. So it is available. It's for all of us. And it promotes, like, you know, it gives like radiant skin, even the texture and complexion of the skin. And then the other product that we have, which it's called Dawakali. It means strong medicine. So that's the one for eczema and psoriasis. And actually people have used it for poison ivy and all that, though. So that was the thinking behind the names. Yeah.
Can you share a little bit more? Sorry, I just wanted to go back to the ingredient.
Okay.
Can you share a little bit more about the what makes the ingredient in the Tuli product proprietary for you? What did Rose, what was the secret that she found? Is it something that's patented now?
Yes, so we have it patented in Tanzania. We're in the process of trying to get a patent here as well. So we're basically, she innovator, this distilling the oil from the...
So it's her process.
It's her process, yes. So we basically, we dry, sun dried, and it's a process in which she distills the oil to ensure that we have like 100% of all the active ingredients still sort of in there, yeah.
So you have two products. So one product would be for just for your skin to overall keep it glowing and beautiful. So is it a serum? Or?
It's an oil serum. So basically the idea behind it is to sort of just really, some moringa leaves, as I said, it's the miracle.
That's what they call it in Africa?
And they call it like the tree of life because every part of the tree actually does something that is like, so it's, I was actually reading this article the other day that, so it's the only plant on the planet that one could just survive. If that's the only plant that you have, you get all the nutrients that you need from just that plant alone. So it is, it's like pretty a remarkable, plant though. So, so I'm sorry, could you please like say where
yeah,
I just
so
got,
I,
went off on a tangent?
No, that's okay. So I just wanted to know, so you have the two different products. So the first product, the Thule, which is for all of us.
All of us, yes.
It's for all skin types.
Yes.
And what is, and it's a serum? It's an oil?
It's an oil serum,
It's an oil serum. And what does that do for your skin?
So a couple of things. So basically it helps to boost the immune system of the skin, right? And then also it has like very high level of sulfur in it. And sulfur basically stimulates the production of collagen and elastin on the skin. So it's, we don't necessarily say it's like anti-aging or so, but it does have like huge anti-aging properties to it though. And then it's the only plant that has natural producing amino acids in there. So basically it helps like an inflammation on the skin. It basically evens like the texture and the complexion of the skin. So it's, you know, it's basically, and the way we look at it, so at the end of the day though, if you are able to basically boost the immune system of the skin, get the skin to function at its optimum best, everything kind of falls in place. So that's the goal of that product. That's what it does. So it's a sort of,
and then the second product is for more, skin problems.
Yes.
And that covers everything from psoriasis.
From psoriasis to eczema. And the what's unique about the second product is like the delivery mechanism that we have. So most of the times though, when products are formulated, so let's say you have magnesium, you have potassium in a lot of things, right? But then the structure of the skin is such that not everything could sort of like penetrate into the skin so deeply. So a lot of things, if you look at it at a lab, it has all these ingredients, but then you need something to sort of like really push it into the deeper layers of the skin.
Right.
So, and the way, I guess tradition, the way it's been done is like you use like fillers and chemicals and solvents to sort of like as carriers to push it into the deeper layers of the skin. Well, the what we found that was so unique is like with moringa, the molecules are so small that it actually is able to penetrate into the skin on a deeper level on its own.
And did you clinically test this?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah, we did. So what we've been, to digress a little bit, so Rose and I actually, one of the, back to your question there about how we just did the crossover. So it wasn't, even though we had this symbiotic relation right away, it wasn't just enough for us to say, oh yeah, we tried it on people at home and it works. And so we wanted to actually we brought it here and really Mike just wanted to do like an extensive study. So we found a lab that basically did a pretty extensive study on it. We did like focus groups before and after. So it seemed like at the beginning, most of the efforts was to just really prove that it works and then understand how it works. So
very interesting.
Do you feel like it's perfect timing for this product? Because right now in the U.S., it's all about green beauty and beauty that's making an impact somewhere else in the world and learning about these ingredients that, you know, are passed down for generations. Do you feel like it's a product that has perfect timing and is the market basically opening its arms to you and you feel like it's a good time to enter?
Yeah. So I think when we decided we're going to like kind of roll it out, I wasn't really thinking, okay, is this like the right time and all that, but it's turned out to be that it's perfect for the time. And I think people are more susceptible, like open to different, you know, products coming from different places and all that. So it's turned out to be a good time for us to be and it's like really an exciting time to just be in this space, you know, so.
And as you're entering and here, What resources are you looking for? Are you looking to partner with the bigger brands here, or like what's your strategy plan for growing this company?
So I think initially, though, we've sort of like pieced. Initially, we just wanted to just make sure that it's a product that works, right? And then we wanted to sort of find the right partnership. And so I think at the beginning, we weren't just thinking, okay, who are we going to partner? It was more like, okay, how are we going to basically partner with like the right, you know, like have the right partnership, and then basically still maintaining like, you know, like just the integrity of what we want to do, though, because there's a component of our business that's we want to be a social, there's a social entrepreneur component to it, though. So I think that those were more important to us than just like how fast can we grow and how many stores can we get into right away. So
I love that.
So, Margaret, we're at the point in our show where we break bread with our guests and we invite them to bring something that has some meaning to them. And something smells really delicious over there. So why don't you share with us what's behind the box?
So it's not necessarily green beauty. What I've read, it's donutery, right? So I discovered these, like this donut store the other day.
Oh, no.
And it's these like mini donuts. It's like filled with sugar. It's delicious, right? So I love it so much. I'm like, okay, I want to introduce everybody to this. So that's what I brought. I brought like these like mini donuts.
Let's see. I don't know if it's on my plan for 2019, but I'll take a look. How's that? I'm allowed? Are we allowed?
No.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's actually, it's better than they look. It's so delicious. So I'm sorry.
This one doesn't hurt. Should say you're sorry right this very second.
And so, see, I love it so much. I actually brought extra bags.
Extra bags so we can take it home with us.
Only once with Margaret.
You are very cute. Well, actually, it looks like, you know, candy.
Yeah.
Right?
And they're tiny. So you.
They're tiny. So there's no calories. Tiny is good. The sprinkles.
And they're good, right? Yeah.
Oh, do these really smell? All right. I'm just saying, wow, it was so great to dive into those awesome donuts. Thank you so much. Coming up, you'll hear Margaret talk about her opinion on two important subjects, community and naturals.
Are you ready? Here comes Makeup in Los Angeles, the only and unique B2B makeup event at your doorstep. Makeup in Los Angeles is a unique place where you can find everything from alpha to omega, every piece of a makeup and skincare product, and make your own line. All advised and guided by the savoir-faire of the most qualified experts in the beauty industry. Whatever your project is, you'll find it at Makeup, and make the best contact. You can ask for an invitation on the show's website, makeup-in-losangeles.com.
So you mentioned community, and what's your experience with building the brand and making sure it's given back to your roots?
So I suppose fundamentally, I believe that we are a brother's keeper. We sort of, and I think that from our point of view, though, like our business is, we're going to use a component to fuel community work back home in Africa, just, you know, like just all over the world, hopefully. So it's actually been a little bit more challenging than we thought, though. So basically to just really identify the group of women that we're going to support, mobilize them, and sort of like find like function effective ways to really support them. So it's been a little bit challenging than we thought. The good news is like Rose is actually on the ground. She lives in Tanzania. So we decided there's like a marginalized group in Tanzania. It's like these widows, a community of widows that a lot of them have just very little education. They cannot work and they have children that they can really support them. So we use these women to actually farm the products, and they basically help Rose with like distilling all the products. And then we pay them at, like, you know, for really like market price. And ultimately what we want to do is actually really build like real partnerships with them though, so they have a stake in the business as well. So that's what, so we've started with that, and hopefully wherever we get the ingredients from. So now most of the ingredients are coming from Tanzania, but then if, let's say, we start getting ingredients from Ghana, we want to set up the same structure in Ghana. So that's how we want to sort of like just do this. So because I think it's not enough to just, you know, like give people, they just say, okay, we're giving you money to go, you know, like just basically create a real sustainable existence for them. So
that seems to be a trend happening, actually. I met another gal who has a line from Haiti. You may know her. I don't remember her name, but she is doing just that. It would be interesting for you to see. She set up an entire, it was really compelling, a whole community in Haiti to farm the oil that she found. Or that she's farming and helping these women, yeah, and build a whole community, yeah, around it. We should find out her name.
Yes.
So
great,
you can, yeah, you should talk to her, yeah, somehow.
Yeah.
That would be really,
yeah,
awesome. So what I would love to know, you're an esthetician,
yeah,
so you work on women and men,
yes,
I'm assuming?
Women and men, yeah.
So over the years, as your profession and your career has evolved, have you changed the products that you've used? Because now you're all natural. Has it always been that way? What do you use on your clients?
So it's changed. So I think that, so as I said, like intuitively, I've always sort of felt connected to the natural, to just natural products. But then just working as an esthetician, though, I've sort of like, you know, you're trained, we like learn about all these, like, you know, like some products are not all natural. So I've used different products in my practice as an esthetician. But I think with the last like maybe 4 years or so, I've just become very adamant about using all natural products, because I think I do understand the long-term effect of using products that are, that has like these like harsh chemicals and ingredients that, again, like you could, your client could feel like they get the results that they need and all of that. And, but then long-term you're basically, destroying, making the skin thinner or
So you really find that the natural products are enhancing the skin for longevity, for better, longer health of the skin.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. And then I think that historically, so I think that the challenge that the natural space has had is, so there was a period of time where people were just, you know, there were all these natural products that were not really effective.
Right.
And so I think there was a perception that, oh, natural products don't work. It feels good. You know, psychologically feels good, but because people want to see results. And so becoming aware of the fact that you can get the same results from using natural products, because there are natural ingredients out there that could get you the same results. Mm. It might not be just rapid. It might be a commitment that you'd have to make. So, because with that knowledge, I've become like, you know, a huge advocate on using like natural, because I think there are, those options are available.
So what are some of the products that you use actually?
So obviously I've been using my own products, and I guess I could mention other brands, but there are a lot of really, you know, brands out there that also have like, you know, like natural products. So I've been making oils. I use my oil. There's actually a brand that I've been using as a cleanser. It's called Alexander Soverol, that I like the philosophy of the brand as well too. So I think those options are available. Yeah.
So when you do a facial, like what's your process?
Okay. So I start basically, I think the whole premise of a facial is like just really understanding what's going on with the skin, right? So I do a cleanse, and I'll use, if somebody has like really dry skin, I would use an oil cleanser, like jojoba oil, just like really cleanse the skin. I use a lot of like rose water, whatever, to just like, you know, hydrate the skin, analyze the skin to see what's really going on, and then try to understand the lifestyle as well. It's because because what your skin is doing is not just, it's part of a broader picture as to what's going on in one's life though. And then I would use, at this point we're thinking of an exfoliant for Tulip, but I use like a honey base like exfoliant to just really help like lift all the dead cells in the skin, and to also help with like, you know, anti-inflammatory. And massage is a big thing for me for the facial though, because I think that you get to really stimulate the skin based, as I said, like boost the immune system, like bring a lot of circulation onto the top layer of the skin, and then also just really like get the cellular regeneration going by really, you know, like stimulating the skin. So I tend to do like a really deep, I have a technique of a massage, I do like a really deep tissue massage to just really So after the massage, the skin feels warm and like, you know, that. And then a mask, though, to just really help like soothe the skin as well. So that's like really my process. Mm,
sounds divine.
Yeah.
So do you live here in New York now?
I do live here in New York, yeah.
Was that part of the plan in order to get your product all through the U.S.? Because I'm wondering, you're in Tanzania with Rose. And did you have contacts already here in New York that worked in stores or anything? Because I get that question a lot. I mean, a lot of incredible brands that are in Africa, and they're like, how do we cross over? Because once you make it in the American market, it's gold, supposedly. So what was, like ABC?
I feel like I've been very fortunate, though. So when I went to beauty school at a very young age, and then part of why I came to the United States was just to learn more about the whole beauty skincare space. Though at that time, I didn't have this product, but I had the vision of like wanting to have this product. So, and then I did different things that are not, you know, like I did some fashion and all that. But when I first moved here, so I think that I've been pretty fortunate that I had some. Basically, I was living in New York already, and so I was like exposed to like, you know, just the beauty space here. So I guess I've been lucky in that regard. I didn't move here because of the brand. I moved here in pursuit of this broader vision that I have to sort of be in the beauty space.
And then you went over to Africa to kind of reclaim your roots and find a story. Yes. Nice. Margaret, where is your product sold right now?
So at the moment we have a website that we sell. We have third party websites that are also like picking up.
So it's online e-commerce.
E-commerce predominantly. And then we're in talks with like some retailers as well to get it into like, you know, to brick and mortar stores. So yeah.
Nice. And as you expand the line, I'm guessing you have other ideas. Can you talk about anything that's up next?
So as I said, we're actually currently working on an exfoliant, because that's like one of the pain points that I realized that a lot of exfoliants out there are just too strong and really harsh for the skin, though. So we've been trying to like work on an exfoliant that in fact does the job, like lifts, you know, like really refines the skin and all that without drying out the skin, all that. So that's one, the next thing that we have coming up is to have an exfoliant as part of the brand.
Nice.
Yeah.
Have you thought about taking your ingredient and licensing it to other companies?
So one of the things that I've been thinking about a lot lately is, to me, I think the more the merrier, the bigger the whole beauty natural space gets, the better it is for everybody, though. So it's not a zero-sum game, right? So Rose and I have talked about ultimately perhaps expanding that and having like, you know, you giving that in, basically formulating products for like other brands as well. Mm-hmm. They're just to sort of really widen up their effective or natural beauty space. So yeah.
So are there any brands and business leaders that you've looked at as examples that you think that you would like and aspire to be like, and for your brand as you're going through this early journey of building something?
I was thinking of one brand that I really, really love is like, it's a fashion brand, Isabella Moron.
Mm-hmm.
And
good choice.
Yeah, I think I like her business sense. I like the conscious nature to her, you know, like just the way she approaches business. I like her aesthetic as well. So she's like somebody that I find I read a lot about her. I read a lot about her more from the business point, though, and just the way she sort of like navigates through, you know, like how she developed her brand and made it what it is, though. So she's one person I think I, you know, like read a lot about. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. If you like funny people talking, I think maybe you should check us out.
That's Elsie, the producer for Funny People Talking. I'm Mark Rako. I'm one of the hosts. And also with me is...
Danielle. I'm one of the other hosts. And you know what, Elsie? I actually think you're a funny person. And on the show, you do talk. So it really lives up to its name.
So if you love great interviews that have a lot of heart, improv comedy, and just a really fun discussion, you should check out the podcast Funny People Talking on Mouth Media Network and wherever the best podcasts are found. Because I think this is one of the best podcasts, don't you, Elsie?
Well, duh.
What about you, Danielle?
Well, duh.
And what about you, all the listeners out there?
Well, duh.
So you must believe all these people. We don't lie at all, but we are funny. Listen to Funny People Talking every Monday, and really anytime. It's a podcast.
Yeah, and we don't lie.
And now it's Hitting the Pan.
At this point in the show, we have a segment called Hit the Pan.
Okay.
And we're going to get a little more personal with you.
Okay.
And ask a few questions. So we're going to spin the salon chair, and it's going to land on Stephanie.
Tell me what your day looks like.
So I have three little children.
Oh, you're a mom too?
Yes.
How little?
Okay, well, not quite. In my mind, they're little, but
no,
my,
yeah. Not that little.
My son is 11, and I have twin girls
as well. Beautiful.
So just the act of just balancing, pursuing my own.
You look so young. It must be that beauty product.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been using it as a baby. So I know you asked me a specific question, what's my day like? But usually the days like all, you know, basically just trying to have this balance act.
I was going to say, the real question is, how do you keep balance?
So, you know what? I think now I've come to the point, I think that I have to find a way to just really incorporate everything, sort of like make connections with everything. So not to put them in like compartments, like, okay, this is my home life and this is like the skincare. So I've been, you know, I have them try products. So when, you know, maybe if I need to like send an email, I tell my son to help me proofread it and all that. So it's kind of just really find a way to make it all make sense though. Cause I think that I'm sitting down to sort of map it out and it just doesn't work. I tried that and that didn't work for me. So yeah.
So I'm going to spin the salon chair again, and it's going to land on me.
Okay.
So because you brought those donuts, and they're super delicious and fun, you really should bring them back to your children because they will love them.
Yeah.
What do you do for fun?
So, okay, what do I do for fun? This sounds a little bit boring. I like walking around, though. So living in New York is like the best thing for me. I could just walk for, like, on if I don't have much to do, I could just walk around and just, like, people watching and just observing the cities. That's something that I find like really pleasurable though.
Where do you love to walk?
So all of like, but mainly by the west side though. So like, so funny, the other day I had my kids and I actually walked all the way from like Battery Park to Grand Central all the way by the west
long.
Side though. Yeah. So, but it's like really interesting to just like watch like, you know, just
the different
people.
Areas,
yeah, the
right?
Different areas.
The people change in the different areas that you're
it's
in.
It's fascinating though, because I feel like most places that you go in the world, it's like, it's like a certain group of people, but in New York, there's almost like pockets of like just really diverse and like amazing, like different people though. So it's pretty
great
interesting.
Great city.
Yeah. Such a great city, yeah.
So would love for you to leave us with a final thought.
So I think, okay, so that's a big one. So I, ultimately, I think that the notion of beauty though, right? It's not, I guess one of the things that is important to me is just to really have all of us understand that we all have beauty inside of us though. There's no one sort of archetype of what this is beauty. So if we're able to sort of really embrace what we consider to be beautiful and then find the tools that we need to just really enhance that though. So that's, I think that that's like a big takeaway, that especially for women to just fully embrace what our respective beauties are and know it and just really go out there and find the tools to just really, you know, like engage with your own beauty in a meaningful way for yourself. So.
It seemed like you're getting emotional.
because I think that ultimately, though, that for anybody to just really embrace your own power and your own strength and just really embody it and live it, I think it's like one of the greatest gifts to have. One of the greatest gifts that one could have in life. So, so every now and then, when there's like one archetype of what beauty is and people feel like they don't belong in that. And as a result of that, they just feel less of though. I think that that's, that, you know, that's, I wish that would change. So, yeah.
So Margaret, can you share with our audience how they can reach you?
My email address, or it's like, you know, info@tuliskincare.com, and we're pretty receptive. I check the email every day, and you know, would respond to emails like within like 24 hours or so. So it's info, I-N-F-O, at T-U-L-I-I, skincare.com.
Thank you so much for joining us, Margaret.
Thank you very much.
It's been wonderful meeting you and learning about your story and your innovation. This is Abby Wallach signing off for Beauty is Your Business with my co-host, Stephanie Flohr.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you were inspired by our guest, Margaret, and her fabulous product, and check it out.
This has been Beauty is Your Business. To suggest guests or content for the show, or to become a sponsor, email us at podcast@beautyisyourbusiness.com. Keep up with the show on social media at Beauty Biz Show. That's Beauty, B-I-Z, Show. Episodes available on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, along with our website, beautyisyourbusiness.com. Produced by Mouth Media Network. Copyright 2017, all rights reserved. No portion of the episode may be distributed or published without the express written permission of the producers. Thank you for listening.
This is Mouth Media Network, covering the business of lifestyle.